What's good, everybody? We are back. Let's go. This is big right here. This is big. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to another episode of Keith Fit TV. But this is the first episode of Keith Fit TV Season 2. Thank you for joining. I truly appreciate it. Welcome. We're going to be talking about a lot of positive things this year. And for the first episode, the first thing we're going to discuss is low-hanging fruit, which is represented by the gifts that God gives to us, the easier things to grasp to help move you forward in life. And so, usually, to the left of me, as always, is my buddy Lou Money. But sadly, I moved away. There's a long distance between us, so we've been having problems connecting. Don't worry, he's doing his own thing. If you want to follow him, check him out on Lou Money. He has his podcast dropping usually every week. He does about 1 to 2. Check him out. So anyhow, moving forward, I have my buddy to the right of me this time. You feel me? It's a new guy. I'm going to introduce him for you guys, all right? He's a very positive dude. Incredible. He's going to be speaking with me today to help you guys learn and grow and move forward. My buddy goes by the name of Churner. Bah.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Welcome.
Nice introducing me to the TV. Hey, Keith TV, you already know. Like they say, you know the vibes. Yep. All right, let's get to this.
Let's do it, bro. Let's do it. I'm excited to have you, bro. Yes, I've been itching to have you, dude.
Yes, sir. I can't wait to talk about this topic you have for us.
For sure, bro. You're a very positive dude. Like I was just saying in the introduction. So let's dive on in, all right?
Yes, sir.
So when we're talking about low-hanging fruit, I'm gonna ask you, what is your opinion on that? What does it mean to you?
Meaning low-hanging fruit. I just bring that down to a category, meaning personal development.
Okay. I like
personal development is key for us human beings, especially men. If all y'all men listening out there, listen, because this is a good topic. Seriously. Ooh, it's going to get spicy. Let's go.
I'm excited,
all right,
too,
personal development.
Okay.
Three words I like saying. Self-discipline, consistency, and persistent. You got to have those three if you're trying to reach your goal in life. No matter what you're doing, you got to have those three.
Absolutely.
You got to. Because I promise you, it be days life's going to hit you. It's just you got to have that self mental talk. Was like, I gotta get up, I gotta go get the bag, and nobody gonna get it for me, you know what I mean?
And go after it regardless.
Yes, sir.
What's awesome about them 3 points that you said was state them again but slowly, bro. What's the first one?
Self-discipline,
persistence.
Consistency.
Yes, so that's awesome, man. Because the self-discipline, you have to be willing to discipline yourself and allow yourself to understand that it's tunnel vision. Certain things you don't need to let in, because they'll ruin the energy that you're trying to give off and give out and put into your craft. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Without the tunnel vision. That comes from the self-discipline. Mm-hmm. It's hard to move forward, okay? So once you're started on your goal, started on your dream, the persistence like you were talking about, and this is just me breaking down what he's talking about. This is those are incredible points. So we're just gonna dive in a little bit onto those points so you can have a better understanding of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the persistent part, staying persistent means as you're moving forward on your journey, don't give up. Now, there's going to be times where, you know, things will get hard, things will get low, and you'll feel discouraged at moments, or you'll feel like not getting up early at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym just to get a workout in because the goal was to be a bodybuilder. You'll feel like not in the mood of putting in the extra hours that need to be put in, but persistence will keep you on track. Consistency is the last one, is another big key to keep you on track. Every day you want to make sure that you're applying hard work to what it is that you're doing, attacking these low-hanging fruits. Remember, that's the topic. And that's the key. You know, self-development is what it is overall. So when you're attacking these low-hanging fruit, you want to make sure that you're using them to your advantage to only better you and your family and your circumstances. And even though it could even be those around you, you know what I'm saying? The ones that you hold close, far as like a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, even a tight cousin, a best friend, whatever. You want to make sure that you're attacking and using each one of those points that he named to attack those low-hanging fruits. So, to break it down, even to go into a deeper detail, the lower-hanging fruit that you want to attack is finances, health. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Health. What's the other one? Finances, health. Help me out, bro. Name a couple if you got some.
Your body goes.
Yeah.
Your health.
Yeah, your health. Fitness. Wealth. Now these things.
Relationship with your family, peers, anything. Work. It could be work related. Your relationship with your wife, spouse, whatever you call it. Or relationship with your parents, with your brothers, siblings, or friends. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You gotta have a good relationship with all of that. And they say when life hits you, when you fall down, always look up. Because if you could look up, you could get up.
That's
right.
You know
what I
mean?
For sure, for sure. If you look up, you could get up.
And another low-hanging fruit, and this one might be the most important, is your happiness. You know, it's hard to move forward if you're not happy in life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How can I? And the things that trigger the happiness are your financial stabilities. How can I move forward if bills is coming at me and I'm struggling paying them. I'm struggling staying afloat.
Right, you know
what I'm saying?
Right.
So when it comes to certain low-hanging fruits, it all ties into the happiness. And in order for, and your happiness is where true success lies.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you're capitalizing every low-hanging fruit. Your relationship, as you stated, is of value as well. And we're not just talking about your significant other, even though that one may be to others, on how you view it, the most important. We're talking about as well as your relationship with your mother, your relationship with your father or stepfather or whatever was your parent or guardian at the time. Your relationship with your siblings. You want to keep those strong. Now, I get that in life, everybody has
ups and downs.
Exactly.
Well, everybody has ups and downs. Those are the days you want. Those are the days that really counts. When you have them ups and downs, those are the days you gotta have that mental self-talk. You gotta tell yourself, I gotta get up. Nobody gonna do it for me. You feel me? And like what he was saying with the financial wealth, you gotta learn literally, because to be honest, school situation and all of that, telling kids to go to school, me personally, they don't really teach the kids how to do that. For real, you just got to learn how to create financial wealth.
Exactly.
Knowledge. You got to be knowledgeable on how to budget your money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a big one, bro. You talking about the school district. Now, school is of importance because knowledge is power. And knowledge is key when it comes to gaining success. But when it comes to being a boss or being independent, if that might be your goal, school doesn't give you enough. You
don't
know?
Give you the life skills you really need.
Exactly.
The basic college skills, which I don't have no judgment against it, but I'm just saying, school don't really teach people. There's people out here that goes to school, that get their degree and all of that. I promise you, majority of them be going through, they be having a lot of death and all of that. That's because they're not knowledgeable. You know what I mean? They didn't teach themselves how to create that financial wealth, how to budget their money, how to create the financial wealth. So when they get older, they let the money work for them instead of them working for the money. You know what I mean?
Right.
You gotta have that priority.
Which is another low-hanging fruit.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Yes, education, information is one of the easiest and obtainable things for you to gather. You can never learn too much. The mind isn't programmed to have an off switch or a limit. It's actually limitless.
Limitless. That's why I had bring them three key important points, which is self-discipline, consistent, and persistent. I love using those words because you can use those three words right there in anything in life. When it comes to health, when it comes to making money, when it comes to the relationship, they say you bring positive vibes, bring positive outcomes. It's the law of attraction.
Exactly. Exactly, the law of attraction. So, but another point to add on to what you were talking about is another thing that you also have to understand when we're talking about pursuing moving forward in life.
Right.
It's hard work, you know what I mean? Consistency, persistency, self-development is great, but you have to understand that hard work has to be mixed in there as well. Because without hard work, nothing's easy. I had a gentleman today. If you've been following me, Keith Fit on social media, Facebook, Keith Fit _ on IG, you'll understand that I'm a personal trainer. I'm a bodybuilder. I'm into fitness. So I work at the gym. A lot of the time, that's where I'm at. And I had an individual today come up to me, you as well,
yeah.
And he asked, is there anything I can do to lose weight instantly, like a pill to take or something?
Right.
And that's the wrong type of state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't want it easy. You have to want it hard.
Right. Like you were saying on that, sorry to interrupt. As you were saying when he said he wanted them pills to make him lose weight, him right there is he having that assertive mindset to whereas he don't really want to push himself, so he's going to stay complacency, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's gonna stay at that one place. You got to have that growth mindset to grow. As a human being, if you don't have that growth mindset, you're not going to achieve. You know what I mean? They say change your mindset to change your future.
Exactly. And in order to have that growth mindset, you have to be willing to go outside your comfort zone and outside of the box. I believe there was an old test. I'm not sure exactly what type of test it was, but what it was like six dots, and the object was to draw a box within them six dots, connecting them all to each other, and not breaking and not picking up the pencil.
Okay.
And the only way to connect those six dots were to go outside the box.
Right, and they say you can't pick the pencil.
And you can't pick the pencil up. So, I say that to say that the only way to achieve success, and because that's life, is to go outside the box. Get outside your comfort zone. You know, if you're used to being lazy, work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way, and learn to love it. Because that's the only way that you're going to move forward in life.
Right.
So, yeah, use these points that we're talking about in attack them lower hanging fruits, which are your knowledge, fitness, health, finances. I stated wealth earlier, but I don't want to say wealth. Wealth is pretty much the overall viewpoint of success that you want. But in order to be wealthy, you have to have each one of these low hanging fruits locked down and, you know what I mean, and accomplished.
Right. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
But like I was saying, like you were saying, let me just add on a little 2-3 points on what you were saying.
Okay.
There's two things people fail to do in this world. It's to invest in their future and health. I promise y'all, if y'all start doing that, investing in your future and health, you're on the road to success right there. Because health meaning your body's right, you're looking good, you're feeling good, you're having that abundance mindset. You know what I mean? You feeling good, nobody can tell you what to do. You know how your source of income coming. You letting the money work for you instead of you working for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know what I mean?
Which is investments, you know? And that's another thing that individuals have to begin to understand is to not be fearful of taking risk on certain investments. You see, when we're given 24 hours a day, that's 24 hours of your time that you have to create something
right.
or do to push yourself and allow yourself to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You go to work 8 hours. Mm-hmm. Let's just say you go to sleep 8 hours. That leaves, 16 hours gone right there. That leaves an additional 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now you spend time eating, you spend time with your family and things like that, then usually that completes an individual's day.
Right.
So when we're talking investing in yourself, we're talking sacrificing. Why? Because that then goes to the hard work aspect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe you get a little extra less or a little less sleep at night. So instead of going to 8, you go 5. That adds on 3 more hours of time for you to take advantage of towards your life and finances. Taking the sacrifice to say, you know what, I'm not going to buy that new pair of Jordans. Instead, I'm going to put that money into a savings account this month. Instead of going out and saying, you know what, babe, we about to eat out every day this week. Instead of eating out every day this week, let's stay at home, let's hit the grocery store, let's cook. So that way, whatever is extra, I can put up into the savings account. What you can do with let me give you a little key point, okay? So a lot of individuals out here mm-hmm. work at factories and warehouses.
Right.
Factories and warehouses are usually paying around $500 to $600 a week. Mm-hmm. That's $500 to $600 that you have every week. Now, instead of living above your means, you live below it. What that means is if it's just me by myself, and I'm living in a 3 or 4 bedroom house, mm-hmm. it don't make sense. Why am I paying all this rent?
It really don't.
You know, I can downsize, mm-hmm. get a nice little studio apartment. Mm-hmm. It's all temporary because the big goal is success.
Right.
I want a lot of money. I want to live in a large house. I want to live above where I'm at right now.
Right.
So, get yourself a low rent apartment. Take each check that you get, mm-hmm. and let's just say you put up 100. If I'm getting 6 every week, and I put up 100, that still leaves me 5 in my pocket to do whatever.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now it's 100 put up every week. Mm-hmm. You save 100, there's 64 weeks in a year. If you save $100 every week, at the end of the year, you should have $6,400. Now you do that twice, you're looking at your savings account being somewhere between $13,000 and $12,000 that you saved up.
Right.
Then and, you take that.
Right. And with that $13,000, like I was saying, majority of human beings nowadays, they don't like to invest. They're not risk takers. I'd rather a risk taker than a person that's not a risk taker, because a risk taker thinks long term. You know what I mean? And long term meaning is, if I do get older, how would I what money would I rely on? Because I promise y'all, do not rely on the government. You think the government's helping you, but it's really not.
Mm-mm.
It's really
they
not.
They're out for themselves.
Right.
And that's how it is in this world, you know? It's hard to really dictate who has your back, but the one person that you know who will always have your back is you. So take advantage of that, mm-hmm. and have your back. Invest right. in yourself.
Right.
Pay yourself. Right. That's what Molly
say. Pay 1/10 to yourself. Create more assets than liabilities. To the point you create cash flow, and cash flow meaning never ending money. So when you do get old, you get retired, you started that generational wealth for you and your family moving on. You know what I mean? Y'all gotta start flipping the switch, man. We in 2021. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, baby. 2021, we out here. Let's get it. So, with all that great stuff being said, bro, I could talk to you all day.
Yes, sir.
But check this out. We don't want the episode to be on too long.
Too long.
All right. We got much more to talk about moving forward. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for watching another great episode of Keith Fit TV. But before we close out, my main man, Churner, let them know where they can follow you at, bro.
Follow me at NDO_Churner. You already know. Like he said, he's a trainer. I'm a trainer too, /MMA fighter. You know, I'm a little influencer speaker. You already know.
And come get this positivity,
alright? Yes, sir. Positive vibe bring positive outcomes. Negative vibe bring negative outcomes. We want positive vibes in 2021. I promise you. I promise you. The law of attraction is... think positive, positive thoughts, positive vibes, positive opportunity is gonna come to you. I promise you. I've witnessed it. And you can ask my man Keith
you
right here.
You already know.
Witnessed it too. I promise you.
If you've been watching the journey, then you see firsthand. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So let's keep it positive. Let's keep encouraging. Let's keep loving each other. Let's keep moving forward. Okay. And stay tuned for episode 2 coming. I'm going to go ahead and say around next week for you guys, all right? And I got you, all right?
To be continued.
To be continued.
Yes,
we out.
Yes, sir.